When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Here's the Scenario podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Mike Feeney, being joined with me, as always,
by Mike Cannon, and also
Brendan Sagalow.
And we're here hanging out in Hotbox Studios.
Bog.
Yeah. Holy the heat shit. Of the bog.
I have dragonflies swarming my sweaty bag right now, dude. Yeah, it is an absolute bayou in my underpants.
A little bit of a heat wave here.
A little bit. I mean, look at
these. I keep getting fucking emails from Con Ed being like, you may die. You know, why am
That's
I getting
your doctor.
Heat wave?
Your doctor is Dr.
Con. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's just Ed. Dr. Ed.
It's Connor Ed, but it abbreviates for the email.
Yeah.
Connor Ed.
Brendan, it's very hot out there as a larger man. Please hydrate yourself and keep yourself cool.
Your blood pressure is out of control.
Trying to get me to spend money on air conditioning.
Such a con. Tell me how to survive.
Look at those fucking lamb shank arms. Those are unbelievable.
Lamb shank.
What?
You like them?
They're good. I mean, have you been going to the gym consistently?
I've been doing boxing classes.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. It feels fucking...
You find something you like.
If I found something I like, and it's not too bad.
And you're already at the confidence level of Dane Cook Comedy Central Presents.
And we're all going to pretend like you didn't say that earlier.
Yes, we are. Not for the camera. And I said it about Feeney because he has a better body. He was also wearing the same thing.
Before we...
My body is emphasis on cook, if you know what I'm saying. Like food.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. We were talking about temperature before, so I wasn't sure.
I don't know. Well, what are you going to do?
It's going to be one of those Eps, gang. We are... if you guys want to submit a question to us, send it to us via either the Patreon, patreon.com/scenariopod, or hit us up on Instagram. Instagram, here's the scenario pod, and we'll get to them when we get to them, if we get to them at all.
That's right. According to a lot of you, you don't even like them.
Yeah.
So
most of you hate us, I think.
It's really just going to make Alex the truck go back to his job.
I think there's...
He's like, no, man, keep coming. Now he can finally stop submitting questions while driving his truck.
Yeah.
I do think that there are a good... What do you think the percentage, if we did a pie chart, of everybody who listens to the show, of everyone who listens to the show, and we broke it up into how small of the sliver is it of the people who love the three of us?
Oh, like where the Venn diagram meets?
Where the Venn diagram meets of where they like all, not just like our chemistry, but individually. Because there's people who...
Zero.
It's zero. Just, it's not human to like all of the people. It's
I don't like, really like
even with the Power Rangers. I liked one guy. You know, I don't. Yeah, I would say I like.
It's different. No, it's
Bandit
different.
More.
It's different than having
like Nicole the best.
It's different than having a favorite. There's a difference between having a favorite. There's not like I like the Power Ranger. I like the Red Power Ranger, but I wasn't like and fuck Tommy. You know what I mean? Like
it just I mean, like I am
the
now.
Gay one.
Yeah.
Was he the?
Oh no, Tommy was the green one.
Who
was
and white.
And succumb to his own mental problems, Brendan. So be sensitive.
So sorry. Yeah. My favorite one was the...
in the Power Rangers language.
Or did you have
Or at least country of origin. So sorry.
So sorry. did you have a favorite Power Ranger? Who was your favorite?
Jason.
Oh, you love the Red Ranger. Huh?
Tyrannosaurus Rex, dude.
You gotta love that, yeah.
I think... I don't know if this was like... correct or not, but I remember I was into Ninja Turtles, and then I remember Power Rangers coming on, and I don't know if I was phasing out of Ninja Turtles or so committed to Ninja Turtles that I was instantly like, this is gay, and I will not watch it. Yeah. I don't like Rita. I don't like the Power Rangers.
You don't like Rita?
Every episode is the same.
Finally!
Well, now with nostalgia, I go back, and I think it's hilarious. I actually think I was wrong in my taste because... it's funny, but as a kid, I was like, this
sucks.
No, dude,
it's just exact. It just actually, that was a wildly cool insight into who you have always been, apparently, which is the thing that everyone's telling you is great. You refuse it out of spite.
Yeah. Yeah.
And only years later, go back and watch it.
Yeah, and you're like,
and go, oh, wow, that's awesome.
I didn't think it was, I've never thought it was awesome. I still don't like it. It's not something that I would recommend to crew. If he finds it and likes it, then fine. But like, but I just showed him the original Ninja Turtles cartoon for the first time yesterday. Mm. And it's like, I mean, the things that we were exposed to as children is hilarious. It's just, you're three, and I remember watching that, and I'm like, I love that show. And then you turn it on, it's like,
yeah.
And it's
yeah.
just mass gunfire, and you're like, oh, I wonder why people are heading into their high school and just now, taking care of business.
I think I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Is there anything that you're like, let him be a little scared. Like, let him get a little, you know, have that moment that we all had as kids. Is like, remember watching Rugrats? And there's that one episode with like the big baby with the huge lips who's like
kissing. Not only do I know that, but I started watching. My mom was over and she put on Rugrats with Leo. And we were watching the episode where Tommy Pickles has like a fever dream. Do you remember that? He has a fever. And so he's like hallucinating and like the mom's face turns into like the moon. And the grandpa's just like this weird cloud, like a smoke monster. And I remember like seeing it and being like a little like PTSD, so being like, that like made me really uncomfortable as a child. And now seeing that again, I was like, oh, this is like, this, it really affected me more than it, because when I resaw that, I was like, oh no. Like I didn't even want to watch it.
So
it's
there,
so hot.
Oh yeah, bring him up.
That
fucking
with the
guy.
Wet lips.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
The first Puerto Rican baby on TV.
Yeah. Speaking of Luis J. Gomez,
there's his mother.
I have a new special.
Yeah, go watch Luis's special. I'm so sweaty.
Can we turn that fan to where it comes close to touching us? Do you think, Nicole? I'm so sorry.
There's an episode.
Nicole's a fan hog, and she is producing the show.
Yeah, well,
but look at it. It's hitting.
It doesn't oscillate beyond your knees.
It does not. Yeah. It should end at you and then come all the way to us. It's ending at the other fan.
You did this. Feeny changed
it. I'm fixing it right now.
Don't yet, because I'm supplementing this video for the fucking podcast, because it's actually insane that it not only does not go past Nicole's knees, it's set to ricochet off the back wall and then hit her back to where it cools unreachable spots.
It's doing the same. It's doing the same motion that when we asked, hey, Nicole, can we have the fan point to us? She went.
Well, you guys are the air conditioner. I don't have
my man.
Give it. We are back.
All you listeners, figure it out.
Yeah, stop listening and start watching. Subscribe to the YouTube.
I want a difference.
This fan is the Italian combo of air conditioning.
I'm on a beach in Aruba suddenly.
Well, I'm glad you have two forms of cooling air.
Oh, the one with the 70-inch television blocking any
of
it?
No, it's cool with the 50-pound curtain right in front of it, making sure that it cools 6 inches away from it.
Yeah. I think that chair is giving off heat.
So,
do you remember the Rugrats episode where... You're right there, buddy?
Are you?
Good.
I love you, man. I'm having a good time. I'm sorry.
I just watched that movie. Did I tell you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not for the first time, obviously, but for the first time in a long time.
What was your face?
Do you know there was a rug?
I want to get back to this.
What?
What was your sneer?
I was unpacking the little. What was that?
I was going to say, get that sneer out of here. But
we were literally doing this.
Get that sneer out of here. It's causing
you
me
had a Sour Patch Kid.
I had goo in my head. I was just like, we're going to move on.
You're like, it's going to.
That's how difficult it is for Brendan to pass on an opportunity at a joke. He literally has to swallow it. It's the only thing he doesn't like the taste of.
Yeah, I was like, gotta learn self-control.
Vegetables.
9 out of 10 bomb.
9 out of 10.
There was a Rugrats episode. Do you remember this? Where they were looking at each other's like dicks and pussies and stuff.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
They don't play it anymore. There's an episode. And Nicole, you're gonna have to look this up. Oh. But they
look up the dicks and pussies episode of Rugrats.
Children,
please. Yeah.
Type in children dicks and pussies.
That's
and
right, but cartoon children, so it's okay.
Sincerely, I mean, you guys laugh and you joke and you sneer, but
D-Ride.
What? D-Ride? That was the black kid in my homeroom class in sixth grade. D-Ride.
I just. I laughed. I was surprised at how funny I thought that was. And then also, I laughed at Feeney and I making eye contact because we both laughed at you coming to the very end of your vocabulary.
Of what? Like, what did I say?
D-ride.
Oh, yeah. Like, what the hell is that?
Like, we were saying synonyms. I added one. Yeah. You didn't even be like, yeah, of course.
Not even
like,
through context.
Not even for
fake it.
What does that word mean?
What it could be.
No, because
what
would it means the same as the words that we said before.
Yeah, because if I faked it, you go, what did that mean? So I'm just
right.
going to be... I'm
well,
just,
you're fucked either way, Brendan.
Yeah. The only way to actually get out of it is to leave the studio. But Nicole,
there's
did
no
you look
leaving
it up?
The bog.
No, the bog because has us.
I'm yeah, not, it's real. The description's really long, so I'll just read it too if that's cool. Yeah.
Bunch of kids showing their dicks and pussies.
Well, you got it. Then I won't read it.
No, what is it?
Okay. The gist of it is that
The episode
is called Naked Tommy, by the way.
Nice. Look that up on Google. See when the Rugrats one comes up. Anyway, continue.
Okay, so the episode begins with Dee Dee putting a sweater on Spike. She thinks Spike looks cute in it.
Spike's the dog.
Spike is the dog. Who's Dee Dee again?
The mom.
That's the mom. And I bet the conversation of nudity and clothing comes up.
Yes. Tommy walks up to Spike and after seeing how much fun he has not wearing clothes, decides to join Spike in being naked.
I remember this episode now.
Tommy takes off his diaper and shirt and rides on Spike's back.
Oh. That would be funny if on the episode it's just a huge black box covering Tommy's cock.
It'd be funnier with Chucky, though. He's like such a shy guy. And he's like, Chucky, you have a huge cock. Why is yours so big?
I was scared, Tommy.
But there's lines in that. That was a great Chucky.
Good, yeah.
There's lines in.
So
there's lines in that episode where so like
why do you have this memorized?
Because it fucking gave me PTSD.
Okay,
that's when I learned I was
a
pedophile.
Get to the naked, like the weird
yes,
part.
Sorry.
Betty arrives with Phil and Lil and drops them off in the playpen as she is curious about Lou's speech for his Wombat Award.
That's right.
Nice B plot.
The twins try to guess what's different about Tommy, including asking if he got a new haircut when he virtually has no hair.
That means,
are you circumcised?
Yes. Eventually, Phil correctly guesses that Tommy is completely naked. They ask why Tommy isn't wearing clothes, blah, blah, blah. He asks why they aren't why they're wearing their clothes.
Yeah, why are you wearing diapies?
He convinces them to take their clothes off.
Nice, like a cult leader.
Yeah,
Phil and Lil are shocked when they see each other nude, and Tommy, noticing that Lil is a girl and there is something different about her, asks if he can ask her a personal question.
Huh.
Hey, can I ask you a personal question?
Did somebody hit you with a
I don't think
axe?
Any of this is wrong just yet. I remember the episode. It's very innocent. It doesn't feel like skeevy.
The whole thing is innocent, but the fact that
this whole
like,
thing is totally reasonable, and also kids totally have these experiences 100%. And questions.
Yeah.
The twins never seeing each other fucking naked is insane, and their parents should be locked away. But,
yeah, that's crazy.
But besides that.
But yeah, I remember Tommy being like them all looking at Lil and being like, why do you have a pussy? I remember them.
That's not what they said.
They didn't say that, but
they don't even
say
vagina.
What's that widow swit you have?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No, I got it.
Oh. Can we get any like clips or anything from this? I would love to.
Any
just
clips, clits, whatever.
All
can you send it
children?
To me? Yeah. Can you send me the naked children, please?
Oh. Yeah, I'm good on clips.
No, yeah, we're all done.
Totally good.
Distance myself from that. I do remember that episode though. That's funny that you say that.
Yeah, it's all fucked up. But are there things that I show him that are scary and that,
that
I mean,
you're like, let him feel a little bit of scare.
It's not necessarily let him feel it. It's what he can take. We have an honest give or take. So like he's obsessed with big cats right now. Loves jaguars, loves cheetahs, love lions and tigers.
The guy from Barstool.
Very. Who?
Big cat.
Big cat.
Oh, yeah. Loves big cat. His golf swing is terrible.
Boom. But,
I was like, I didn't know who you were talking. I was like, there's a tiger guy?
I know, but that's just so funny that he calls himself Big Cat. And you're like, who? There's like a big cat. There's a guy. Anyway, whatever.
So whatever. So he, sorry, I'm angry at them. But either way, so he's obsessed with them. But you know, there's cartoon stuff about big cats, but then there's also like other stuff. He wants to watch real big cats. He wants to learn about them. I read him big cat books every single night. And there's stuff that they show that's like the big cat fucking eating an animal, which is intense. And we have made peace with it for years. But like for a brand new human to see a fucking, you know, gazelle with its tongue hanging out of the side of its throat and its eyes rolled up, fixed, and a fucking lion feeding on its innards.
It still fucks me up.
Yeah, it's an intense thing. But I say, I'm like, are you okay? Like, does this scare you? If it scares you, we can put it away and we can talk about it. He says no. He wants to learn about it. So we talk about it all the time.
I think you should be more concerned that he goes, no, this isn't scary.
Yeah.
I mean, but it did.
More blood.
I feel pleasure. I'm hard. But he did say it was too much initially. Like, we have an honest thing, dude. He's like, Dad, this show is too violent. I don't want to watch it. Like, if somebody punches or shoves somebody, he's like, he just doesn't want
to
watch it.
So. I'm getting Leo used to loud noises, too, because, like, sometimes Jeet will bark and it'll, like,
setting off firecrackers under his crib.
Doing the scene from fucking Boogie Nights.
You're like, Leo, check this out.
We're not gonna ditch.
It's just a like I'm like, because the, you know, Jeet will bark sometimes, it'll scare the shit out of him, or like if he uses like the blender. So now what I do is like I figured out a good way. It's like as I'm about to start the blender, like we like prep him for it, you know what I mean? We like take him like a little bit away from it just because it'll be super loud, but then like as it's going, I bring him towards it and let him see it and be like, oh, look at this. Like, you make it like a fun experience. Now he
demystify it.
Exactly. And now he doesn't scream because he's not like, what the hell was that? Are we under attack?
Right. You're like, two tickets to General Admission Metallica, please.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'll go again.
Hell yeah.
I do want to tell you guys this quick thing from my West Coast trip that was at this point 8 months ago that I forgot to tell you, but really dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
And could have been.
You were in Compton?
Could have been literally. I was in Portland and I was going to meet up with Kyle Kinane. He had come, he was nice and best guest.
That's
nice
his dead name.
Yeah.
He was Kyla.
He was nice to come over and do a spot on my show at Helium. And so he invited me out to go see this live music with him.
Kyle's a man.
Yeah. So yeah, he was like, cool. Me and my buddy from like back home are gonna go watch this band, you want to tag along? And I was like, yeah, dude, I'll be your fucking third wheel one night in Portland. Go see a Portland live band with Kyle Kinane. That sounds like a great night. Fuck, you know. Yeah. Have some drinks. So I get there a little bit before the show and I'm like, I'm starving, let me go get some food. So I just googled some food. It's like, oh, there's a burger place. So I was walking the couple blocks to it, and you know, Portland just filled with tweakers and
what?
Homeless.
Sure.
And a dude.
Yeah, they don't talk about that in Portlandia.
A dude walked up to me.
Canceled for years.
I didn't know that. It hits me. It just hits me. What? They haven't. Not been getting my audition tape?
Weird side note about Portlandia. I just saw this like this line. You ever like see something really funny and you write it down to like remember for yourself of how funny that thing was? Yeah. And I saw this, and for a second, I was like, did I write this? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, oh, it can't be. Because I Googled it, and I was like, it's someone posted on like a Portlandia subreddit, but I think, I thought it was like a Troy McClure thing, but the line was just, escalators. Who made them, and where are they taking us? Such a funny, but it didn't sound like a Troy McClure, like, hi, I'm Troy McClure, you're my memory from escalators. Yeah. Who are they, and where are they taking us?
Right.
I forget, I got a chance to tell Fred Armisen, I met him only one time.
Oh, wow.
I did the test episode, warm-up for Seth Meyers,
uh-huh.
And, you know, it was a good time, fun. I got to riff with him, which was, like, really
cool.
And I got to tell him afterwards my favorite Portlandia joke. I've never watched the show. I only know this line, and it's Portland, where 20-year-olds go to retire. That line. It's just
he was probably
perfect
like, oh,
and
wow,
concise.
So much.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Thank you.
I heard that with Judd Apatow was saying when they do their, when they were shooting, like, he was in, like, a movie or something that they shot, that if you don't tell cut, after he says his lines, he will riff you say cut. Yep. Like, he doesn't even like check in. Like, he riffed for a solid 10 minutes once without even being like, we're going to do a riff take after your line. And he just stayed in it the whole fucking time.
He's a bizarre guy, I bet.
Long Island.
For sure. They opened a punk museum in, I think, Vegas or something. And what's really cool about it is they do tours of the punk museum, and it's usually, I could be wrong about this, but it's like usually someone who was in a punk band. So it was like someone who's, I guess, has the time. And Fred Armisen was one of the guys.
He was in a punk band. He's been in a lot of
He
bands.
Loves, yeah, he
he's
loves
a drummer.
Punk, he's a great drummer.
Music. Yeah.
I watched that.
That's how he's the band leader of Seth Meyers.
I watched that special for drummers.
Is that good?
Comedy for It's funny. I don't know. I played drums growing up, so like I, but it's like.
I thought he made it for Todd Barry. Like, it was just like, hey, I got one guy that
it is pretty good. I
yeah, if you like,
it.
If you watch, I think if you play drums, it's funnier, but it's one of those things where I'm like, he also does like silly impressions. Anyway, so I'm walking down this street in Portland and I see a guy just kind of like waiting for someone to walk by. So I kind of ocularly assess him, right? And then he walks up to me kind of like hurried and then stopped. The dude for sure looked like he was like tweaking, right? And he was like, hey man, can I ask you a question? And I kind of did like a, like, I could see that he had probably tried to talk to other people. I don't know what it was, but I was just like, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
And I watched his entire demeanor change when I, like, gave him the time of day.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was like, he's like, my phone has died and,
he's never
you
made
know
it
what?
That far.
He's like, never mind, man. And then walked away.
No
and I was
shit.
Like, oh, he was going to rob me. Because I had my phone in my hand, and he was like, he like walked up to be like, hey, can I ask you a quick? And then he just, the second I looked at him, like, what's going on, man? He was like, you know what? Never mind. And he walked away. And then I went into the bar, and I saw him like pacing past the windows for like another victim. And I'm like, oh my God, I got like, I just narrowly avoided.
He was probably doing that thing, and like a 12-year-old tried to do this to me in Crown Heights, where he's like, yo, man, I lost my phone. Can I borrow your phone for a second to
then
make
like
a call?
Yeah, then
and then they run away.
Yeah,
and I go, oh, do you need it? And if I give it to you, do you promise to stay right here?
Yeah.
And then I kept walking. The kid was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and it's like, it's one of those things, too. Yeah, maybe he saw that I had on running sneakers. And you know, he was like, this guy's too fast.
He's in shape.
Yeah, he was really
long
complimenting
strides.
Me with his eyes. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah, so that was
with
fun.
His darting manic eyes.
Yeah, Jesus.
So then I went to the concert, which was very fun. The first band was great. They were like kind of like a Black Keys-ish kind of like Jack White kind of a band. So they were fun. Then the second band was like sludge metal, where it's just like, just like screaming.
Cookie
hated it.
Stuff.
Absolutely hated it. And like the three of us were like, it was so piercingly loud. And the third,
what'd you do? Did you go outside to like smoke during
this
it?
This was what was so amazing, dude. It was very Portland. It was in a bar, and we had seats at the bar.
Oh, that's
getting
oh,
to
that's
watch.
Great.
So we were ordering cocktails and drinking beers while sitting on stools. And I was like, I gotta be honest with you guys. I pictured me having a stand this whole time. I am, and he's like, no, man, I'm too old for that. And I was like, I love you so much.
I thought it was very Portland in the sense there where they had like safety phone booths where you could go and have a private panic attack.
Yeah. Oh, no, I ended up going outside to smoke. At one point, I went by myself. They didn't want to smoke and got just way too high. That's and nice. Then, which is why the next thing really threw me, which was we saw this band, and I guess it doesn't really matter if I say it, their name, but it is kind of fun for the thing. So their band name was called Gaytheist.
Oh.
And
I like that.
How do you spell that?
Gay and then theist.
Oh, gotcha.
So spell it.
G-A-Y. Is there a dash? No. Or just one word? G-A-Y-T-H-E-S-T?
Oh, or so close.
I-S-T?
E-I.
E-I-S-T.
Like atheist, but... But
right.
So,
that's
so
what I was looking
at. So he came out. So he.
That's what I was looking at.
That's what I was looking at in my head.
That's what I was looking at, misspelled in my head. But they.
Yeah, what
all
the,
blurry, like a dream.
The words in Brendan's head are all in cutout ransom notes.
Yeah.
the letters are all over.
So it was very strange. It was a very Portland. It was a very Portland thing because they came out and they're like, hey, they're like,
sorry for the sound.
They were like, we're Gaytheist. We love you all. We want to fuck you all in the ass. Hail Satan. And then they started playing, but they were very like, I don't know what I didn't understand the band. Like the lead singer was like very like nerdy, dressed in a full suit, like a 90s suit. One guy was dressed like a punk guy with tattoos. Like they were all like, they didn't coordinate what they were wearing at all.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And they played like two or three songs, and I think they were fine. They were definitely better than the sludge band by a lot. And they had played a couple.
Were they gay in message?
Was he had like a high pitch, almost like Rush type of voice to him.
I'm getting fucked in the ass.
It was kind of like that. I don't really remember the lyrics or anything.
I was letting you be the lead.
But what was strange was the guy goes. The guy does like two or three songs. It's like a pretty decent turnout. I guess they're decently whatever.
This sounds like the guys who did YMCA. That's you. You're like, yeah, they're all in different costumes. They're gay.
Yeah, but then
there is no God.
After the third song. The guy goes, he like ends the song like literally on like the last note of the song, like, and then he goes, I'm sorry, I can't do this anymore. And he goes, if anybody wants to get refunds, I'm sorry. And then he walked off stage through the crowd and walked out of the venue.
That's amazing.
Three songs in, and I was like, what? Like, I was like, is this like a performance? And I'm like,
yeah,
high and a little drunk now.
Is this
so
the headliner?
Yeah.
Whoa.
How come
everything like that happens when you're super high? Why can't shit like that ever happen when we're stoned?
So I was like,
it has. It's happened at a St. Patrick's Day gig that you and I did together.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, what? I was like, what's happened? And then everyone was just kind of like, oh my God, okay. And then the band had no clue that was going to happen because they were just like, and then just started breaking down their instruments they were standing, and it's such a small venue that everyone's just like watching them break down their instruments. And then Kyle and his buddy and us were just like, all right, I mean, I guess let's keep drinking. I don't know. We stayed there for like another hour drinking, and then eventually, like, they went to go get him, and the guy like came back and like helped break down the band or whatever stuff. But it was very like that guy was like mentally very much going through it emotionally or whatever.
That's like a stripper picking up the bills after a song.
Yeah.
And people are still like,
yeah.
It was a weird, sad thing. And I got to hand it to Kyle on this because I was just at that perfect. I had just flown in from Seattle just doing that weekend. So it was like a travel day plus a headline day. Plus now I'm going to see a show. Plus now I've been drinking and it's probably like close to midnight. And I'm like, I'm like right in that good zone of being like, all right, what's next? You know what I mean? And we're like, we could do a nightcap somewhere. Right. And then Kyle's just like, I am not going to a second location. And I was like,
Kyle rules.
And I was like, come on, dude. I was like, what are you doing? I was like, we're fucking out. We're having a good time. It's Portland. It's a Sunday night. Let's grab one fucking quiet beer. And he was just like, not happening, man. And I was just like, all right, fine.
Your chances of survival after being moved to a second location are almost zero.
So I'm like, fine, I'll just go smoke alone, I guess, but then I left and I was like, I was already like a little hungover the next day because I also had to fly out the next morning and I was like, oh, thank God we didn't go to a second location. Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah,
thanks again, Kyle.
You would have added
appreciate
at least
that.
One or two on that.
Oh, yeah, and it just would have gotten away. But
I would have loved to ask that band. Like the other band members being like, what the fuck was
there about? A lot of people did, and I saw, and I was watching the body language, and there was a lot of like, there's a lot of that, like, I don't fucking know,
you have no idea. He just went to an oncologist today, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm starting to think he doesn't take gaytheists seriously.
Yeah,
where is his gay pride or godless pride?
It was very straight. It was a very straight, but it was like also an absolutely perfect Portland night.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, interaction with the tweaker. It was like the nicest day of the year. It was 72
degrees.
Let's
stay on this. Fuck the weather. The weather.
I wanted to.
Okay. But
it's like 72 degrees. I will say it was like the nicest day. They said the entire summer in Portland, which made it almost impossible to try and sell tickets. But a lot of people actually came out to that show at Helium's. Thank you for those who did. Podcast fans who listened too.
Thank you. Also, is there anything... I'm trying to think because better is not the word, but there is something about it that is kind of like it's celebratory, it's sad, it's inspiring at the same time than watching somebody quit. That's fucking it.
I really thought it was a bit. Like I thought it was like part of it because they were so like kind of like he of everyone seemed the most into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the rest of the band, the drummer almost felt like a hired gun. Like again, like. They all like one dude looked like he was in like a hardcore punk band, like full tattoos, long hair, like a lot of them were like pushing like early 40s, mid 40s. So it felt like they were kind of
like they were in a band. Maybe that was just
is
like
is this the
who,
band?
Or maybe that's who he had hired because his bandmates left.
I think that's the guy, Fat Lewis. The guy on the right is, I think, the guy that was the singer.
Is that was like, I can't do this anymore? What,
you
mean, what happened is fucking
heavy Ian Fidance and fucking Jack Jim Norton on the left.
Yeah, is there another?
He went into a diabetic coma.
Oh, that guy is the guy. That's the drummer. Is the guy in the middle? Which is why I was saying like they don't feel like they.
He looks like he's killed someone.
There
with
they
a
are.
Shovel.
That looks, dude. That looks like the exact venue I almost saw them at. See how he's wearing like a bow tie? That's what he's wearing a bow tie and a vest.
I almost saw them in.
I can't do this.
What?
It's funny to say. It's like the venue I almost saw them in.
Yeah. I mean, that looks exactly that. That looks very close to what I saw there, and they were rocking. You know what I mean? They had the crowd. The crowd was loving them. That's another reason.
Why couldn't he do it anymore? I want to know. That's the thing. Call in.
There wasn't a thing where people
were.
Penguin
man.
There wasn't a thing where people were like, "This sucks." Like no one was listening. It wasn't like a thing where people had their back. Like they had the entire bar's attention, and people were there for them.
It was pure. Maybe he was turmoil.
Dude, you know what he should have done?
Yeah, it was mentally.
He should have just went, I can't do this. And he walks off and everyone's like, whoa, whoa. And then he comes in, sunglasses on. Din, 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 just starts doing the Blues Brothers shit. How awesome would that have been, you fuck?
I see. Well, Blues Brothers.
You know, I've still never seen Blues Brothers. It's
Blues, good. I didn't get it because Blues Brothers wear suits and ties.
Yeah.
And a hat.
That's what I said. He comes back with the sunglasses on and all that shit.
And how would I you
he's really mad. He's really mad.
How would this I know? Like,
that's
how would
that's
I
how
know?
You know you'd never be a good fucking talk show host because he just stares at his fucking
Joe Rogan does that. He's worth billions.
He sucks. Yeah, that's what people say about Joe Rogan, that he gets jokes.
Clip it.
I'm just kidding.
Look at that.
Your
send it to him.
Your impersonation we'll of the song. Do you went blah la 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 la? It's like,
no,
how
I
are we supposed to know?
Perfectly.
Did you know the song?
He never saw Blues Brothers.
But you know the song.
I'm out of this.
He's out of this.
I'm not in this either. I'm out of this.
Whatever. I didn't know, but also,
I can't do this anymore.
Now I get it.
Then I come back. Din, 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 din.
See that? If you did it like that tone, that was perfect. The first time you're like, ah, la, 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 la. It was so loud and like staccato.
Can I I anoint Brendan as something?
You're already
a sensitive man in the world.
I'm never complimenting you. Forget it. I said anoint you.
I know. You would have said the same thing. Hey, no. I hopped on the joke. You got to give me credit for that. You know.
You know. You'd never be a good talk show.
That joke must have been 4 inches off the ground if you hopped.
Yeah, if I'm laying on my stomach.
What?
It's 4 inches.
I thought
that was on purpose on you for saying 4 inches.
No, I said 4 inches.
You say 4 inches.
No, because of Brendan's box jump. Have you watched Brendan try to box jump? It's troubling.
Well, box jumping is.
I was gonna give you a fucking.
I know. I'm kidding, man. Come on.
Fucking can't decide what my hair is doing, asshole. No, I was gonna say you are the greatest buzzer beater comedian of all time.
Thanks
for sure. You are. I mean, for almost four complete quarters, you're a zero, and then at the buzzer. You're the greatest player.
They only subbed him in because the point guard ripped his ankle apart in the second to last
and
play.
I wasn't going to say that other part until you hurt me.
He has his breakaway shorts on. He takes it off. It's pantsless.
Yeah. I go, whoops, I forgot to wear fucking...
Yeah, it's the same joke.
At least I'm learning.
Oops, you I'm without learning. Pants. I was just in... I'll continue the storyboard game.
Should we continue the 5-star review game?
Oh, we're there.
Go to
we're already there. Why have we
this is
ever
a better
done
show
questions?
Without questions?
Why did we ever do questions?
Yeah. Dude?
We thought the internet would like it.
Well, we really did. We were like, well, that's
We tried doing the story version of this show for 5 years.
That's right. Yeah. We're like, it's like, wow, that sure worked for our other two friends. Let's take that and then do another thing. Weird.
Surely the people won't bring that up to us all the time.
I did the Calta Comedy Circus this past weekend in Tampa. The show itself was at the Capitol Theater.
Are we not doing plugs?
Let's
get to plugs. Let's get to plugs. Talk about it.
Come see us at the Manasquan Algonquin Theater in New Jersey. Wait, is this coming out? When's this coming out?
This is coming out. It's this weekend.
This weekend.
Saturday. Cancel your plans, no matter what it is. Get to New Jersey on
September
Saturday.
16th, Algonquin Arts Theater.
This show has major implications about the future of us performing.
That's right. So if you don't show up, there's nothing we can do.
Yeah, you're forcing our hand.
You really are.
Guess what, idiots?
Sell it out or we can't do this anymore.
That's right. That's
we
right.
Gaytheists.
We'll take our bow ties and go home.
Gaytheists is even a better fucking podcast.
Every name is a better podcast.
Nicole,
name.
Can we change the thumbnail art and also the title to Gaytheists?
Yeah.
I don't know if there might be a trademark issue there.
Fuck.
I'm sure there isn't. bunch of fucking Portland nobodies playing a bar that. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what I'm wearing.
We're a bunch of New York nobodies.
I know. I'm kidding.
Don't shame.
We're more nobodies. Okay. All right. Everyone's a fan.
Yeah, what did Gaytheus ever do for you, bro?
For him?
To.
No. Yeah.
To me.
Yeah, please come see us there live.
Yeah, and tickets are available at either of our websites, BrendanSaglow.com, MikeFeeneyComedy.com, MikeCannonComedy.com. Anywhere you could possibly get them, they are there.
Please,
Nicole's going to be there for a. Are you coming?
And if you try real hard, maybe you can find it on the Uncle Vinny's website.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. If you could scroll through the several pages of GeoCities metadata, then you'll get there eventually. But yeah, so Nicole's coming. You get to meet and greet with Nicole. We got a lot of people
That's
calling
huge.
Her hot and saying she's their crush in the comments. Yeah. So if you want to assault her.
What?
I got an ugly recently.
You got an uggo?
Well, it actually was. It was like a double-edged insult because they said that Chris was really hot and I was swinging above. Which I know this, just don't tell me.
Once again, I would really like to apologize for leaving that comment. I'm so sorry.
Mike, where are you going to be?
God. No wonder this show's... This show sucks ass, man. Fuck you guys. Fuck this.
I'm sorry I didn't freshly laugh at a joke I've heard 4 million times.
Hey. Bam, 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 yeah. Bam.
I'm pretty sure I did the haha when you sent that in the group chat days ago.
So come out and see us. I will be in Seattle next week, the hereafter, the 28th. Come on out to that. Tickets are at BrendanSaglow.com.
Right. Let's see Brendan. Hit him a fucking bonus.
Please.
Sell it out.
Let's let him know I can do this.
It's a totally sellable room. Brendan has fans in Seattle. We all have fans in Seattle. Go out and fucking pack it out. Again, this is like... you guys are great supporters of the show. We appreciate our fans. You guys are, you're killing it. We need you to now mobilize and come on out to shows and do all that fun stuff. It's a great show too, so it's not fucking charity work.
Thanks.
And then, in October, first week of October, I'll be in Mount Clemens, Michigan at the Emerald Theater. And then October 7th, I'm doing two shows in Columbus, Ohio at the Attic Comedy Club. I'll be in LA in October. I'll be in Levittown. Oh, I'm doing Radio City Music Hall at the end of September with DeStefano, which is going to be fucking sick. Tickets are sold out, so suck me off, but I will be talking about it on the program, so that'll be fun. And then Michael?
Come see me October 7th at the Den Theater. Buy tickets to that right this moment. That's all I'm asking you. Please go by, tell a friend in Chicago, the Den Theater, October 7th. Lot of tickets.
Get your boy Kinane to retweet you. He's a Chicago fucking ledge.
Yeah, that would be great. Maybe I'll hit him up. Please, yeah, come out to that if you're in Chicago, near Chicago, ever heard of Chicago. Come to that October 7th. And then please go subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/MikeFeeneyComedy. I have a feeling like there's a lot of things on there you're going to love, and there's just, who knows, there's just a lot of special things coming up on there.
That was a great blog. Did you guys read that
when
you first started comedy? A special thing?
No.
It was like the comedy nerd blog about stand-up.
Yes,
and it was more about the alternative. But alternative meaning like Patton Oswalt and Kyle Kinane and people like that. And man, I used to just fucking devour that website when I first started comedy.
It's so funny that those guys are considered alt comics when it's like... they're not alt comics. They're doing stand-up. They just came out of alt room.
Well, they were called alt comics because Bobby Kelly and everybody here called them gay.
Yeah, they're like, we need a way to call them alt comics on TV. Gay on TV, yeah.
Nicole, what do you have?
Nicole C. Lyons on Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube at Here's the Scenario.
Any personal stuff you'd like to plug?
Not really.
All right.
You don't want to plug Feehan's show?
Nicole. Are we allowed to talk about that?
Yeah.
New produce over at Only Fiends, our sister show. Our sister with chlamydia show. So go subscribe to that as well. Listen, leave a review and say HTS. Actually, tell them Gaytheus sent you.
Really? Yeah, do that, please. Yeah. Just confuse Karen. Like, what the fuck? What is this?
I'm sure any comment that's a pause from being like, take your shirt off, will be a welcome sign, right?
I don't know.
Do you have to block those people?
A lot of feet comments.
Oh,
for you? A lot of show your feet. No, for Karen.
Well, Karen's Only also feet. Doing that herself because she when I did her podcast
she wags her little piggies out there.
Yeah, she wore just a shirt and everyone's like, check out the legs.
She wore just a shirt. She Winnie the Pooh'd it?
She Winnie the Pooh'd with a button up on.
Oh,
so
wow.
Check out that almost episode.
Almost like post fuck. that's like I'm about to put your shit on right after you have desecrated my body. That's cool. Yeah. So anyway, I was in Tampa this past weekend.
How was that? That looked cool.
It was very fun. The Mike Calta Comedy Circus. I had no idea what to expect. I agreed to this gig because I love Mike Calta.
Yeah.
Get that out of the way. You guys know him from Bobby Kelly. You know him from Our World. We have been lucky enough to do his show, to do his cruise. And then I just got invited down to do the circus. I'm sure you guys are going to do it next year whenever, because they are like, they're going to keep doing it. It was that successful and that much fun.
Was this the first year?
I think so. Yeah. This was like 800 seat theater, perfect size, Capitol Theater right in Clearwater, Florida. Which I don't know if I had been there before, but it's pretty beautiful, but it's also the like hub of Scientology. You were talking about
How
it has that little charter or whatever that goes out and that's where the abuses take place.
Yeah.
And it's weird to watch people walk around and kind of like it's slight Catholic outfit, but it's a little bit shifted off to where you know that they believe in aliens.
Yeah.
So they're walking around. It's like, it's kind of an interesting vibe. It's me. So on the show, there's a circus element to it. Obviously. So there's three comics. It's me, Josh Sneed, and Ian Bagg. Two hilarious fucking comics. Ian's really funny. And yeah. I mean, Josh is super funny, man. I was not familiar with him. I just knew like of him and he's been working for a long time, but he used to work with Hedberg a lot. Like he had great fucking stories about old comedy stuff. I was just like super into it. And, but he's like a long kind of story. You'd really like him, but he's like a long storyteller with a shitload of punchlines.
Love that.
The whole thing comes around. He's just a great writer, great comedian. Mm. So all three of us had like really, really fantastic sets. In between, we had this guy. I'm going to be careful with this, but we met a guy who came onto the radio show with us as well called Canhead. Nicole, you could probably pull him up on the internet. Apparently, this guy, who is a very nice guy, he kind of looks like, once you see him, he looks
his
like...
His head shape isn't like that of a can.
Yeah, it's not. It's weirder. So the whole thing is weirder. I'm hoping you guys can figure out who he looks like, because he kind of looks like some character from Toy Story, but I can't figure out one.
Yeah, it's the guy from the barn, from Toy Story 2.
That is what he looked like.
The Newman character?
Yeah, the Newman character. He kind of looks exactly like that.
Why do they call him Canhead?
I don't know. But
those are just permanently there?
Yeah, they're soldered to his dome piece.
This grew out of my head.
So this guy, nice guy. Really, you know, came in, shot the shit with all of us, called himself a comedian, which hurt my feelings. But
he goes, yeah, I'm a pretty good comedian.
He literally
just opens it up
and then pours a vodka shot. He was doing that.
Really?
He put a bottle of Patron on his head and then poured So he has some sort of, this is the best, right? He's telling it all fucking weekend. He's telling us about this rare condition that only six people on Earth have. Apparently his skin pores are like like hot tub jets, and they pull instead of like push out air or whatever.
That online. Like people could put like, spoons and knives and shit, and it just sticks to their skin.
Well, this guy claims there's only six of them. So he has this thing where
that's him right there, yeah.
I mean, that's crazy, yeah, Nicole, that you found that.
Like him.
It looks exactly like him. So he's a really nice guy. He's talking to us all about, like, you know, how popular famous he is and all this shit, which I'm sure is true, but it's just hilarious to hear ad nauseum. We're going into, like, the OG Hooters, and he's like walking in telling us how people just recognize him wherever he goes, and then he goes...
Sands
and no puts three cans on his head and then walks in and is like, I can't believe everybody's wanting a picture with me. But it's like, yeah, dude, the fuck do you think this is?
I don't understand. So like he it's like he puts it on his head like a cold can of something.
Yeah,
but it's,
I don't know if it's cold. I think those are
but it's like a lit, you know what I mean, like the bottom aren't flush of cans, right? So how
suction.
Is it so
it actually so it, he like he kind of he puts it and then does like a half twist and that kind of seems to seal it.
Oh, yeah, I guess I get that. I mean, his skin is probably just really smooth or something.
It's very smooth. He's also 50 something and he's like aging slower as well or whatever. That's not a great picture to make that point, but you know what I mean. So he's like talking to girls. He's grabbing their phones, sticking them to his chin, and they're like, ew. Grabbing it all, like all this stuff. We're in OG Hooters. He's trying to get free merch. That didn't happen. And we're in the green room of the gig, right? Finally, after like 3 days, we get to the gig. We do Calta's show the day before. It's great. We do the gig, and we're all sitting in the green room, and there's a bald security guard, and we're talking about, you know, Canhead's doing his thing. He's talking about it. He's like six people, nobody else. I'm the only one, blah, blah, blah. And the cop is like on his phone, Jack Black guy, bald. And he looks up at Canhead and he goes, oh, I can do that. And we start laughing so fucking hard. And he goes, he was like, what? No, I have like a special, like, problem. Like, my skin sucks air and they stay on. And he's like, nah, I've done that. It's gay. And he's like, and we're like, what? And he shows us a picture and he had a fucking can just completely suctioned to his fucking head. He's like, yeah, it's easy. Everybody's bald.
He's like, you're a hack. He's like, you're using it for fame.
No, we didn't. No, I don't want to necessarily shit on this guy. It was very
funny. No, I'm doing
funny.
A character of the guy.
It was very funny in the moment of just kind of dismissing this guy's entire fucking thing.
Talent.
Just instantly fucking set it on fire. So yeah, this is us at the OG Hooters, which is really nice.
Meet new friends.
Yeah.
Is this Canhead's? Oh.
This is Canhead's.
Well, social shrimp. Media presence is pretty strong. Great. There's Mike.
There I am, dead-eyed.
Mike, are you one of the nine?
Nine what?
Likes.
I haven't seen this post, so probably not. But
those wings look so good.
So whatever. So
who takes a picture of Hooters wings?
Dude, we have that. We have that thing.
Who puts cans on his head. Okay, let's move on.
Dude, he's asking for free merch. He's got a picture of his picture on the wall of the Chicago Hooters. They're like,
You know what they got to do at one of these like Calta Circus things is set up a thing where like they get a woman who can do this and like set up like a fake like. Canhead, you know, she puts it on and they get married or something.
Here's the thing. I'm not discrediting
the rings are on the face.
So he always had rings on his head, which made me laugh the whole time. But like women really do flock to this shit. They really do be flocking because he was like the night before the show, we all like crashed out and we were just like resting for the show. He went out clubbing till 4 a.m. and he's got like a satchel of cans and he's out there just shucking and jiving, getting his dicks up.
He went out clubbing women.
Or his dick is sucking their mouths. I don't know how that works. So we do the show.
Anyone, a chick with braces sucks his dick and she's like,
the teacher's still there.
The whole fucking gummy. Yeah. Oh, that's terrible. So we do the show.
Yeah, stop talking. Go ahead, Brendan.
Hello?
No, wait.
Yeah.
No.
Am I talking too much?
Are you No. My headphones went out too for that.
Just for Mike.
Are you having a bad time? You look like it.
You're one of those like flipper thing. You see that thing on TikTok where it's like you can control every electric thing. It's like a little flipper. It's an orange. It's called like a something flipper and you can control. You can like hack shit. It's really cool. Anyway, sorry.
A flipper?
Anyway, go back to your can man like story. I'm out.
What happened?
He went clubbing. He did great.
Nicole cut your mic, not me.
No, what happened? So he went
just
clubbing.
Completely deflated. There's no ending to this. I was hoping to make it up on the spot with momentum. Forget it. It was great. Show was great. We all did good. I'm a star. No, but there was like a bunch of like laying on nail shit. Guys that are like completely made up with fucking like nail. Yeah, just everything. Every like hanging from skin, like all that stuff.
I hate
like
that.
Really, yeah, it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I used to know a person that could do. They take those like railroad spikes and they go tink, 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 and they nail it up there.
You know who can do that? Matt Richards.
Really?
Matt, I've watched Matt Richards, funny comic, also magician. Which I tried to. I remember I was like, stop doing magic when he first started. He was like, no, and I was like, yeah, good choice. But so he used to nail a nail into his fucking eyeball. And he used to do it on stage. I remember Jesse May Peluso used to have a show at a bar, and it was.
That's so gross.
Hello?
You all right?
You're in.
No, I'm not. Yeah, now I am.
Now you are.
I'm no longer touching. And he did that on stage, and it was fucking nuts. Ooh. But this guy was doing that, and they were nailing spikes up their nose while also having like one of those saws that like grate it like and sparks flying and shit like that. It was fucking gnarly, man, to watch. And then we're hanging out backstage. I have this video. I'll send it to Nicole to maybe put into the podcast because it's fucking hilarious because these people are just walking around backstage and they're fucking freak shows. Like they're lunatics but they're on their phone. Like, look at this. And then I just zoomed in
so
on them
funny.
Looking at their phone. It's just a bunch
that's
of
Slipknot. That's like watching Slipknot play mini golf.
Like these guys. This is them just huddled around their phone,
dude,
probably looking at
so
a TikTok.
Funny, man. It's so funny to that's like a prank that like Calta put on you. We're like, yeah, you're on this. You walk into the green room and you're like, am I a fucking freak?
These guys were dressed like the bad guys in Batman Forever. Like you ever see?
Yeah.
So that's exactly what they were.
They look like the Joker. Joker's minions.
Yeah, in Joker, in the Joaquin Phoenix one.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, so they're all dressed like that. After the show, they do not de-makeup. They all stay that way, leading me to believe it's Florida tattoos and no makeup at all. but I had I'm done. So I took a trillion edibles and I'm hanging out backstage, laughing my balls off at Ian's set, at Josh's set, having a great time. And then we're hanging in the green room and I turn around and I have like a bottle of water in my hand and I turn and a guy like this just kind of just walking past me and I literally go, "Ew!" and squeeze my bottle and the whole fucking bottle emptied and just went on my head. Like it was like a cartoon mishap.
He's like,
I went, "Ew!" like squeezed my bottle because I genuinely got scared. I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
It was post-show. He's fully made up. I think he's still bleeding. Like, it was like, it was that.
I know that
was
Mike.
Like, go!
I know that Mike Cannon.
Go!
Yeah.
Yeah. I like freaked out. I had no way to block my nervous system.
It's so sad. He must be like, "Yeah, you don't understand how often that happens to me."
Where, no, he laughed. He loved it. I think he loved it.
But it's also like, yeah, this is what I do. It's my calling, so I need to do it. And everywhere I go, people are afraid.
Yeah. I mean, so overall, the story petered out for sure. But, you know, it was a fun event. And thank you very much for Mike Kelta for having me down. And, I mean, you guys will definitely do it. And it's so fucking
I would love to do it. Yeah, we definitely tried with that story. But I would love to, I would definitely love to... to do it. I really love Kelta. I'm not looking over there. I really love Kelta.
That was a guy walking across a crosswalk and then a car doing 80 just blasted him into juice and kept driving.
Walking across a crosswalk. That's fun.
What's fun?
You were the
Come
car.
Up with something else to talk about.
You were the
then,
car.
You jerk. Yeah, he didn't even realize Kelta. That. He thought he was the guy that got hit.
No, you weren't getting blasted.
I don't care
you
who I was
him.
in that. I like Kelta.
I don't understand. How did you turn him against me?
It's easy.
It's very easy.
Very easy.
It's like
it's so easy. It's easy to do to you too, and you also do it to us all the time.
When
you do it to us,
what
do
you
all
act like
time.
You don't manipulate? Now we're against you.
You both have been the whole time and never changed.
Absolutely not. I've been Team Feeny.
When
earlier, right, Nicole?
I don't even know anymore.
No,
I feel like this has been a fight since the beginning.
Have we fighted? Fought
3 years ago, you mean?
I've been hanging out with crew too long. Just the tenses and the way I say words. Have we been fightings?
It kind of makes it better, though, to say things in baby.
In what way?
It is very hot, and that could be a part of it.
That could be the part of the, well, you tried with that story, and now...
I didn't say that. Imagine I tried to do that. I didn't say that. What was I going to say?
Hands in your pockets hot, huh?
Yeah. I'm trying to warm them up.
then that'll bring your body temperature down. Because like, my hands are hot, so everything else feels cooler.
I think there is something to that.
I think you would absolutely think that. he was trying to get you.
I know.
I remember being in Kelta's car.
I'm not doing it.
And we were driving in Florida. I was in his like huge Escalade. No, and he's just talking about like, and it was, I love that car so much, like how big his car was. And then he's like, "Oh yeah, I got a gun right here. So if anybody, you know, fuck." Yeah. I'm like, I want that life. I'm like, this life
move to Florida.
Fucking sweet, dude.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah. Being in Florida.
That's not like newsworthy. Like almost everybody probably has some sort of driving pistol.
I'll probably get it.
Of course. But like,
are you moving to Florida?
No.
You're just going to get a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get one here legally.
Can you?
Yeah, it's hard, but you can get one.
I'm going to get a bunch of guns.
I don't have a record. I'll get one.
I would like a gun.
I wonder if my angry statements made in jest on this podcast will deter them from greenlighting my
permit. I have a strange feeling. If the numbers are any indication, no one's going to be able to find this.
The only people that listen to this are gun permit.
Workers. All 3,000 of them, 5,000, 10,000.
Just cramped. Oh,
now you'll never be able to shoot a gun.
Oh! Stop. Get it off of me. Do something.
Ew. Jesus.
I can't.
Unbend
this showing
it.
Up, I can't fucking unbend.
It was wet.
Look at it, dude.
Is it because it's so wet?
No, oh yeah, God. I'm like dehydrated.
Your trigger finger, too.
Holy shit.
Yeah, now you really can't have like a... Oh!
It's squeezing uncontrollably.
You reload.
Yeah, I want that gun from the Romeo and Juliet
that one
silver fucking dude. Beretta.
Can we look at that? Can we look that up? Because that gun was the guns in that movie.
Well, because
were
and
so
it had
sweet.
The same name as the swords from the original play,
oh,
which
yeah.
made it even fucking cooler.
And it had like like what's her name? Fucking on the actual handle was like angels and shit.
Yeah, it was like an old Victorian
very
painting
cool.
of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, very
with
cool.
babes feeding from your breasts.
Feeny's on Twitter.
Bring a Patreon question.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, we should do one before we leave.
Look how fucking cool that gun is.
That is sick. If I could, yeah.
Exposed
dagger.
Clip.
Oh, that's so sick. But dude, I would love sweet. That gun that. And all of the Hawaiian shirts in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
The Hawaiian shirts in that movie
That's
rule.
In Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah. You've never
oh,
seen
yeah.
it, but it's the only good movie Baz Luhrmann has ever made. He's been eating off that for fucking decades.
I hate
he sucks,
Jamie
but
Kennedy's
this movie
in it.
Rules. Yeah, Jamie
I
Kennedy.
I bite my thumb at you, sir.
Oh, dude, we used to, we had to do a thing in sixth grade English class for Ms. Erickson where we had to modernize one of those scenes, and we chose that scene of, and we were doing like, I stick my finger up at you,
yeah,
fuck
yeah,
you,
yeah.
and we were like talking about
that's
it like that.
That's awesome.
And the teacher was actually like, that's exactly what they're saying to each other.
That is so cool, dude. Yeah. Like that, you've never, it's pretty surprising you've never seen that movie.
Maybe when I was like way, way younger, but
you'd like it.
Look at these motherfuckers.
You actually
dude.
Really would like
that's
it.
That's us.
Yeah. yeah. Yeah, I'm Jamie Kennedy during yeah. the pandemic.
But I
and
really,
I'm the black guy.
I really don't like Baz Luhrmann's modernization of things. Like, I truly, like, it's what takes me out of the Elvis one. That's what took me out of the Great Gatsby. It's like, there's
well,
like, just truly, it's like the exact opposite of what I'm trying to do.
But this
sure.
is still
Austin
this
something.
Is still Shakespearean.
Yeah, that's
the
modernness
part.
Of it is
just the clothes.
Is like a part of it. Because it's modern and it's of that time and the guns and everything, but they're reciting Shakespeare.
In iambic pentameter.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Well
spell it.
Gavin
I don't know if
sends
I can
up a too. Question. I think this is a really it's a good one to go out on. Hey guys, thanks for what you do. Here's a scenario. Someone sold your and your loved one's soul to the devil.
Wow.
He gives you one chance to get out of it. You can challenge him to anything. He's one-on-one, in which you'll probably lose, but give it your best shot. Okay. What's your challenge?
The devil?
You got to challenge the devil to one thing.
I would probably...
A rock off!
yeah.
How big is the devil? Like, do I have a size advantage on
it? I would assume you.
I
devil
think he
is
could
absolutely
probably
not shorter than you.
Okay, so he,
I'm
he's. I'm
gonna
like,
assume is, he can shapeshift.
Is the devil a minotaur?
Sure.
He's, okay. Yeah.
I would play him in heads up poker. I think that's the only semi level playing field that I have because physically, the devil is the devil.
Yeah.
I can't play him in basketball. I have no low block presence. I'll have to go to Olajuwon camp for 2 weeks. But yeah, it's got to be heads up poke.
You don't think think the devil would have like some sort of, you know, like he would be really good at gambling? I mean,
no, of
like,
course he would.
Gambling is so evil that like.
Of course he would. But the only thing is, so poker is a gambling game that also puts some of the luck and control into the gambler. That's why I like playing it. Right. That's why I don't like playing craps. I don't know how to play. That's probably also part of it. But like also, that's why I like blackjack and poker is because poker more because you are the ones with the cards. You can play, you can get out, you control every bet, you control the action. That's why I think it's the closest to a straight fight that we have.
Yeah, I guess. I think there's literally nothing that I can think of that he doesn't have his fucking claws in. Even if you were like,
you wouldn't rap battle him?
No, he'd beat me. You know what I mean? He'd be like, okay, hit it, hit it. Oh, nice style. He's doing like and a one and a two and a three, four.
Yeah, maybe the devil's just fucking outdated.
Yeah, he's like, oh god, he's like Milly Mel.
yeah, dude, I listened to that fucking battle
awful.
Song.
That was
recently,
awful.
And holy shit, that dude should kill himself.
He should
end it all. Threw a legacy out in one fucking song.
Yeah, everyone is like. You're still doing that style?
Woo!
Jesus Christ.
Not
Did you
even,
hear it? I don't know, his, know who he, you're talking about bat, or what you're talking about.
He came up with
Who's
the,
he?
Melly Mel, a literal titan in hip-hop, one of the originators.
Don't push me, cuz
oh,
I'm to
yeah,
the
so
he, edge.
So he came out with the ultra new, ultra hot take that Eminem is only expressed as one of the greatest because he's white and, you know, had nothing really to say about it except what has always already been stated.
Right.
And Eminem mentioned it in a song that he just put out, which what is that called?
Realist.
I love that fucking song. Whoever,
good song.
Who's the opening kid?
Easy Miller or something like
he's
that.
He's really good. And I mean, Eminem like torches him in a very still respectable way of just like more or less calling for old heads to be like, come get your man.
Yeah.
Like, this guy doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah.
And I'll
yeah.
put out this one line that will like basically make fun of him to the point where he shouldn't do anything.
Right.
And then he put out a response track.
That's like,
that is old folks home.
Oh my God. And it's just, the punchlines are just so bad. He's like, make you go back home and get your backpack. You know, like shit like that, where you're like, Jesus Christ.
Oh no.
It's great.
I think though, I mean, even if you had like a battle with the devil of like, say like Mike Feeney trivia, something that's where you're like, only I would know this stuff. I think there's a part of that was like the devil being like, I've been there every step of the way. I'm in your head, motherfucker. I know that.
I think Feeney can out-devil the devil.
Prank war.
That's what I was just going to say.
I iced that's the devil.
So yeah. He puts a whoopee cushion under your...
Can't do it with his hooves.
Yeah. He's like, oh, damn it.
You found my kryptonite.
Yeah, I think I could...
Even if you lost, at least you iced
laugh.
Him. Yeah, at least you iced him.
Yeah, I think that'll be... I think that's what I would have to do. Just do a prank war with the devil.
He's like, right. You couldn't not get the orange one?
Yeah.
It's just sweet. That's the show, everybody.
Thanks for watching.
We love you. There's probably going to be some conversations between episodes. I can already see the tension mounting between these two.
What are you talking
about?
We'll
see you. We love you. Next week.